Good evening, everyone. It's Emma Darcy again. Day number three with my marketing tips. So it's going to be a short tip this evening. It's Friday evening here in Drumminear, Nenagh, County Tipperary in Ireland. And tonight I'm just going to talk to you again a bit about customers and customer psychology, as in consumer psychology. I've spoken a little bit about it in my previous podcasts, and I suppose really what I'm referring to is understanding your customer and how you can go about that. And I suppose it's an area of, you know, real interest for myself. I've done a degree and my master's, and I'm looking at a PhD and looking at this sort of area. And I believe it's an area that's really, really not utilised or underutilised when people are looking at their marketing plans, their business objectives, in terms of the knowledge that they need when making those decisions for their marketing objectives or for their business plans. So looking at consumer psychology, again, what is it, and kind of, I suppose, the basic tenets of it, and what, you know, what you need to kind of know on a basic level. Essentially, you need to understand, obviously, your customers, and really that's gone away as such from, you know, just basic demographics where you live, and whether that decides whether you're rich or poor, or middle class or high class or working class or whatever the case may be. And really nowadays people need to look at kind of more about hobbies, kind of, you know, educational attainments, but hobbies in particular often. So essentially for me, you need to understand your customer. There's one particular piece I wrote about for my own thesis in terms of imagination, and what I mean by that is it's a customer's imagination and how they view your product or service when they're thinking of purchasing it or, you know, using it. And what I researched was, you know, how people think in terms of, you know, their cultural surroundings, their society around them, kind of, you know, how that affects their decision-making process. And also when they're making decisions that they actually, you know, people are quite emotional, they tie into values, like, for example, for BMW in terms of quality. If you're looking at other brands like make Pennies or Primark, more on the low end scale, maybe there's not such a thought process put behind it, but essentially people put value on particular items or services, and what they're looking at in terms of imagination is essentially looking at the end point view. In other words, if they're buying an outfit, they're looking and thinking of themselves in that outfit in a particular social situation. If they're looking at the car, it's something similar. If it's a house in a particular area. So if you look at imagination and go back in terms of consumer psychology, that can greatly help you in terms of understanding your customer and therefore making good marketing decisions. So again, quick sign off. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you.